Masechet Megillah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav. We'll continue to talk about the role of a child in the Tefillah. Mishnah says, Katan kore batorah umtargem. A minor, somebody under the age of bar mitzvah, is allowed to read from the Torah and also to translate it when they had a translator. These are not obligations on every individual. Rather, a person has to hear the Torah being read. He doesn't have to actually read it himself. So therefore, he just has to hear it being read. And even a child, a minor, is allowed to read the Torah because just the congregant has to hear it. Some opinions say that it's only from the third Aliyah on, not the entire Torah reading. Aval eno pores al shema, ve'eno oved lifnei ha'teva, ve'eno noseh et kapav. But a child is not allowed to say the Shema Berachot and the Shema in order to have other people fulfill their obligation. He's not allowed to go up to be the Hazan and do the Hazara of the Amidah, the repeating of the Amidah, because both of these are obligations that people need to fulfill, and a person who's not obligated themselves cannot fulfill the obligation of others. A child's not obligated in the Shema or in Tefillah, so therefore he can't fulfill the obligation of other people, and he's not allowed to do Birkat Kohanim. He's considered to be not respectful to the Kahal, to the congregation, for a child to be giving them a beracha. That's only true when it's only a child alone. But if it's a child who's accompanied with adult doing Birkat Kohanim during the repetition of the Hazara, of the Amidah, that is mutar. Pohayach, pores et shema umtargem, aval eno kore batora, ve'eno over lifnei ha'teva, ve'eno noset kapa, ve'pohayach. Somebody who has his clothes that are torn, so his arms are exposed, is allowed to read the berachot of Shema and the Shema for people. He's allowed to translate the Torah as well, because these are not a problem for somebody who has improper appearance. He's not standing in front of the Teva or the Aron publicly, where his clothes are being shown to the Kahal, to the congregation. And the translating of the Torah is considered to be a lower role. It's not such an important role, so therefore it's not disrespectful to the Kahal if he does it. But he's not allowed to read from the Torah. Reading from the Torah is considered to be a lack of respect for the Torah, for somebody to read with ripped clothing, and he also cannot be the Hazan and not do Birkat Kohanim, lifting his hands up to bless the Kahal. It's demeaning. It's considered to be disgraceful to the congregation for him to take these important roles. Someh, a blind person, pores et shema umtargem, is allowed to say the berachot of Shema and Shema to fulfill people's obligation, and he also could translate from the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol shelo ra'a me'orot mi'amav eno pores al Shema. Says Rabbi Yehuda, somebody who was blind his entire life from birth, and he's never seen the sun, the moon, the stars, he cannot divide up the Shema. When we say the berachot of Kiryat Shema, we include in there is Yotzer Or Ubore Hoshech, Hashem, who has formed lights. Hashem, we're thanking him for the planets and the luminaries that he's made, and this person never benefited from it, so he's not allowed to say the beracha because he doesn't understand it. Masechet Megillah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. We've been talking about Birkat Kohanim in previous Mishnayot, so we'll add additional halachot when it comes to the blessing of the Kohanim that takes place during the Hazara of the Amidah. Mishnah says, Kohen sheyesh biadav mumin lo yisat kapav. A Kohen who has blemishes on his hands is not allowed to lift up his hands to bless during Birkat Kohanim. He's not allowed to partake or participate in Birkat Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af mi shehayu yadav sevuot isatis ufu'a lo yisat kapav. Ed Rabbi Yehuda, even somebody whose hands are stained from blue dye or red dye is not allowed to lift his hands and participate in Birkat Kohanim. And the reason is, mipene sheha'am istakel limbo, because the nation, the people there in the congregation, are going to stare at him. They're going to look at him. And if he has something that attracts them to look during the beracha, during the Birkat Kohanim, they will look at him. And a Kohen's hands are forbidden to look at during Birkat Kohanim because the Shekhinah, the divine presence, rests on the hands of the Kohanim. And if a person looks at it during that time, it could hurt his eyesight. The the Hachamim tell us that nowadays this halacha does not apply. A Kohen has the talit covering his hands, and therefore a person whose hands are blemished or he has a dye on them is allowed to do Birkat Kohanim, because people are not going to look, they can't see the hands because they're under the talit.